When will I learn enough about relationships to be able to have them go smoothly? Is there a way to be happy in relationships? Must they be constantly challenging?
You have nothing to learn about relationships. You have only to demonstrate what you already know. There is a way to be happy in relationships, and that is to use relationships for their intended purpose, not the purpose you have designed. Relationships are constantly challenging, constantly calling you to create, express, and experience higher and higher aspects of yourself, grander and grander visions of yourself, ever more magnificent versions of yourself. Nowhere can you do this more immediately, impactfully, and immaculately than in relationships. In fact, without relationships, you cannot do it at all. It is only through your relationship with other people, places, and events that you can even exist as a knowable quantity, as an identifiable something in the universe. Remember, absent everything else, you are not. You only are what you are relative to another thing that is not. That is how it is in the world of the relative, as opposed to the world of the absolute, where I reside. Once you clearly understand this, once you deeply grasp it, then you intuitively bless each and every experience, all human encounter, and especially personal human relationships, for you see them as constructive in the highest sense. You see that they can be used, must be used, are being used, whether you want them to be or not, to construct who you really are. That construction can be a magnificent creation of your own conscious design or a strictly happenstance configuration. You can choose to be a person who has resulted simply from what has happened or from what you've chosen to be and do about what has happened. It is in the latter form that creation of self becomes conscious. It is in the second experience that self becomes realized. Bless, therefore, every relationship and hold each as special and formative of who you are and now choose to be. Now, your inquiry has to do with individual human relationships of the romantic sort, and I understand that. So let me address myself specifically and at length to human love relationships, these things which continue to give you such trouble. When human love relationships fail, relationships never truly fail except in the strictly human sense that they did not produce what you want. They fail because they were entered into for the wrong reason. Wrong, of course, is a relative term, meaning something measured against that which is right, whatever that is. It'd be more accurate in your own language to say relationships fail, change, most often when they are entered into for reasons not wholly beneficial or conducive to their survival. Most people enter into relationships with an eye toward what they can get out of them rather than what they can put into them. The purpose of a relationship is to decide what part of yourself you'd like to see show up, not what part of another you can capture and hold. There can be only one purpose for relationships and for all of life, to be and to decide who you really are. It is very romantic to say that you were nothing until that special other came along, but it's not true. Worse, it puts an incredible pressure on the other to be all sorts of things he or she is not. Not wanting to let you down, they try very hard to be and do these things until they cannot anymore. They can no longer complete your picture of them. They can no longer fill the roles to which they have been assigned. Resentment builds, anger follows. Finally, in order to save themselves and the relationship, these special others begin to reclaim their real selves, acting more in accordance with who they really are. It is about this time that you say they've really changed. It's very romantic to say that now that your special other has entered your life, you feel complete. Yet the purpose of relationship is not to have another who might complete you, but to have another with whom you might share your completeness.